The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
That wasn't great, Jay.
No. So everyone, just so you know, this week, Tara is in Kiowa prepping for the wedding. I am at the WSTW studios in Wilmington, Delaware. And Jack Silver is actually producing our show this week. Jason is absent. So we did the full promo entry, which we don't usually do. And we just were not prepared for timing. So that explains that really, you know, helter-skelter sort of hi, guys. So hi,
but
guys. Hi, Tara.
You know what? We're back together. And I'm going to see you in about 2 days.
2 days. You know, thank God we're podcasting because you are gearing up. The amount of Insta stories that I've seen just of festivities. There's a lot of vodka coming to South Carolina. Mommy was on the floor sorting through flip-flops I saw. I mean, what is going on down there?
So, a lot. It's wedding week. And we have so much stuff coming in boxes every day to the house. Mm. We have signs coming in. So Minted is doing most of my signs, you know, maybe table numbers, things like that. And it's been really fun to work with them because I've designed most of them. And so now that everything's coming in, I'm like so excited. I'm like a kid at Christmas because you forget so easily all the hard work and you know,
the hours
days
of preparation
of brainstorming
that you put
and
into
nothing's
this.
Happening and you can't think of what to do or you can't make this decision. And then it all comes and it's like, oh, it was so easy and look how pretty it is. but we get to see all of our creations come to life. So we did really fun signature drink signs that I designed. You'll like them. And for the welcome party, we're doing a TNT drink. It's a spicy, get it? TNT spicy.
Dynamite.
Hot. Moscow.
Well, I mean, you guys are just so sexy. When I see you, the first thing I think about is like the, you know, Sunday morning lovemaking on your side. That's what I think of. Just sexy and spicy.
Started off the podcast hot.
Hot.
Okay, so we're doing that. For the wedding, we're doing a Southern Sweet TNT, which I think you might like. So it's like, you know, sweet tea, which is huge in the South. And then it has a splash of pink lemonade and vodka. And mint and lemon, and it sounds delicious. So we got a lot of stuff coming in. I feel like not stressed at all. It doesn't seem crazy. I don't know if I was so organized and over the top on getting things done that now it's just done. There's like nothing else I can do. So, you know, there's a few things like my shoes, Johnny. Like I'm getting these custom made Charlotte Olympia shoes. And right. They're going to be beautiful. Like, they're mesh, and they have lace on them.
But they're coming all the way from London, aren't they?
Right. And
they
I heard
yet.
They're coming in Friday. I've never tried them on, so a bit worried.
Honey, the shoes are coming all the way from London, as I understand.
Yes, they're coming from London, Charlotte Olympia. They are gorgeous mesh with lace and, you know.
They are not there yet.
They're not here. And I hear
heard
they're coming
in your voice.
Friday. So, I mean, let's hope they fit. I have, you know, 12 hours to spare. So there's been a few things like that. We're still waiting on a bunch of items to come in. But overall, everything's here. Everything's getting prepared. I'm getting so excited. I can't wait for you to come in. Most of my girlfriends are in. We have two houses on the island, three, including Todd's groomsmen, that we've rented out. And everyone's just here and we're already partying, just waiting for you.
Oh, well, you know what? I will be there with bells on Thursday.
Yeah.
I needed a few days to get myself together before embarking on another trip. But I mean, you say you're not stressed, but I can sort of secretly hear that your baby hairs frizzing out from stress.
I'm so ready for it to happen. Like, it's now like I have nothing to do. So it's like, okay. So we should just have it. Like, it's time to start this.
And no second thoughts?
No. Oh, God. You know me.
I'm joking. I'm kidding. Mommy would not have done all of this.
You cannot have second thoughts, Tara.
Mommy would not have sorted all those
Mommy
flip-flops.
Loves Todd Kapp.
Oh. Sorry, I am so jet lagged.
Okay.
I saw
a
lawnmower today doing nothing but mowing lawns, and I laughed at it just because I'm that far gone.
Oh, man. Wait, tell me about Japan. Tell everyone what's been happening.
Well, I was in Japan again, and I apologize for the absence last week of our podcast, and it was my fault this time. I went back and I, you know, performed in Makuhari, which is like right outside Tokyo, sort of between Tokyo and Narita, where the main Tokyo airport is, and that's in Chiba. And that was the 1 week, and then I came home for a week, which was I got super sick and was exhausted and barely able to walk, and then my ice was brought down. It was just a whole drama, and then I got back to Japan again. And it went swimmingly, honestly. I don't have so many, like, great anecdotes. It was really good to skate in front of people. On Saturday, I was in Niigata performing, and I had the worst show that I've had in quite some time. I fell in both of my numbers.
You just fell all over the place.
Just twice. I fell twice. So I tried to sort of up the ante because, you know, I'm older and fatter now than the majority of the other skaters in the show. They're all younger and they're all the more elite of the world at the moment. And I'm turning into one of those old professional skaters that's there for balance. And I do understand my place, but I still really want to try to do well and try things that are hard for me just so I'm challenged and I'm not resting on my laurels, because sometimes people will go, you know, just to get real sporty. Sometimes in skating, people have had the habit of performing too long and staying in the game for too long. And they have families and lives and they don't really have time to train anymore, and they still show up for a paycheck and they don't do anything. I still like to really push myself and try to do things. But because I've been so busy, I didn't have all of the training time that I needed for whatever reason. Excuses. Anyway, in one of the shows, I really upped the technical difficulty in my performances.
What'd
and I
you
fell
do?
Twice. Well, I fell on a triple axel and I fell on a triple combination in the other one to Amazing Grace. Did you see I tagged you in the Twitter video?
I missed that.
Yeah, so I performed, if you know, most of our listeners are pretty loyal, but I performed to Amazing Grace. And it was a sort of, you know, now that I've met the dude that sang it, I feel bad saying this, but it was a really sort of horrific rendition of Amazing Grace.
And it was really terrible to skate to.
Yeah, it was not melodic, and he changed his run through every time he sang it. So I was getting exhausted.
He would change it up.
He would like all of a sudden just add a high note in the middle of a phrase for no reason.
I could just see your face as it's happening. Oh.
Well, there was the day that I fell down in the number.
His fault.
Well, it was his fault. But also, like, I get into that naked experience of the performance and I just sort of let go and let God and I just lose myself and I rely on muscle memory to take me through. But there was one moment when I was really sort of with it and very, you know, keyed in to what I was thinking. And I felt myself scowl by accident because this guy's, the music was so bad and he was not like that gifted a singer in the English language. So all of a sudden he would just go and try and hit a high note and not actually be able to hit it. So there's me trying to, like, throw my arm up at the last second, just trying to hit the accent so it looks like we were, you know, performing together.
Right.
Meanwhile, he, you know, sorry. I just was having memories. Honey, we have to talk off podcast about this whole situation. But, it was just, it was not good. And there was actually one point, and it's kind of a sad story. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is if you don't remember the story, so there was a Billy Joel a song that was sent to me from this artist that was the initial thing that I was going to skate to with like my collaboration with a live singer, and it was bad, and I asked for something different and they sent me Amazing Grace, and Amazing Grace was worse, but then I felt bad to change it again. Anyway, you're caught up. So the first performance, I go up onto the stage to thank him after I've performed live with him. And we met before the performance and everything was fine. Obviously, I don't speak Japanese and he doesn't speak English. So there was only so much that I could say through his handler. And, you know, at the end of the performance, he comes out with this with the English phrase. And we were filming for television, so things had to be real quick. Oh, that's an okay. I have so many stories.
Oh, boy.
So many anecdotes. So I get up on the stage to go and shake his hand and greet him and say thank you. So I say thank you and I give him a hug. And, you know, after you perform, and especially at my age and current heft, I was just exhausted. I was sucking wind. I wore this big furry costume, and it was hot, and I was just kind of done. So I was doing a big fake smile for the cameras and everything, and it was a moment. But he pulls me into a hug, and he says, "Why didn't you choose the Billy Joel piece?" And I didn't really know where to go with it because I knew that I was on television.
Right.
And I suppose he forgot that we were on television. So I wasn't really capable of thinking of an excuse as to why I hadn't chose Billy Joel. So through deep, like, heaving breaths after the performance, because I really gave it my all, I tried to make this stuff work. It was bad. I skated very well, but it was just bad. So I look at him and I'm like snarling, smiling because I'm trying not to breathe heavy on TV and show my age. And I had no time to think of something. So I just look in his face and said, because it was bad. And then I sort of pushed him away a little bit so that he would stop talking to me because I knew we were on TV. And I, you know, did the big like, oh, let's refer to this guy and make the audience clap for him. But that happened in another live performance, also on TV filming day. You know the necklaces I wear?
Yes. Johnny wears very, he wears many, let's say.
Charms.
Charms on his necklace.
Yeah, and they're
how
all...
How it doesn't just drill a hole through your chest, I have no idea.
Well, my chest is always pink or red. Just from the sheer weight of these things. And they're all, I used to wear like three different chains and have the chains all with stuff on them so they weren't so heavy. And then that got annoying, you know, just to constantly untangle them and everything. So I started to wear one chain that's kind of heavy duty and all of these medallions on them. And the medallions, they protect me and they're all my power in them. And I'm superstitious and I don't like taking them off and I don't like people touching them. And it's a whole thing. So imagine my shock and my dismay when I'm mid-performance, spinning.
It falls off.
The chain broke, and they go flying all over the ice.
Oh, my God. Are there skaters after you?
Yes, there are skaters after me. So,
were you, like, it down, turn on the lights, I need to get my charms?
No, I finished my performance, and the whole performance, I'm looking down at the ice, looking for shadows on the ice. Looking at these medallions, and some of them are pretty delicate and small. Meanwhile, the chain is gold, and if there's a spotlight on white ice, you're not going to be able to see it. So I'm sort of just skating around very cautiously, skating to Nicki Minaj, slapping my own ass, just looking for my medallion so I don't step on one. And for all of you guys out there that don't understand, when your blade hits metal, you're kind of done. Like, you're face planting, you're taking a big old digger in front of thousands of people because you have fallen on your own necklace. So I made it through. I didn't, thankfully. But I got off the ice. And in Japan, there's like a helper and an assistant to do everything. So there are people that open the curtain for you. Then there are people that hand you your water bottle. There are people that hand you your guards. All this stuff. So I'm like, I lost my necklaces. All my power is gone. And you're going to stop the show. People are going to die. And because like you there were acrobats on the ice after me. There were skaters that have the Olympics coming up, and God forbid, you know,
so
I can see the headlines
do?
Now.
Did you just like let it go?
No. So can you imagine the headlines? NBC broadcaster Johnny Weir's necklace breaks Yuzuru Hanyu's ankle out of the Olympics for Japan.
Right.
I saw
done.
It all
you never skate in another
head.
Show there.
Yeah, never skating in another show in Japan. I completely prohibited from ever entering the country again because I've broken this national icon's ankle with my medallion. My power.
With your St. Christopher charm.
With my St. Christopher charms. But essentially, like, because of the neighborhood of Kobe that we were in for that show, and we were doing a televised, it was the filmed show for television. So they were trying to make it really fast, and that neighborhood in Kobe has a really strict ordinance with sound. So despite the arena being in it, you have to shut up at 10 p.m. or the police get called and your event gets shut down. So they were like, guys, like, bow really quickly. We're getting through the show, because in Japan, the shows are like 3 hours long because, you know, it's very beloved and people just love to clap and things. But yeah, so there I was breaking my necklace. I had to shut down the show. They had to turn on all the lights. I had like 30 people out there looking for 8 separate medallions and a charm and a chain. That, you know, it was all my fault. Luckily, later in the show, Anna Pogorelia, a Russian skater, her necklace also broke. So it was really bad luck for the necklaces. But yeah, has that ever happened to you?
That has not happened to me. I used to wear charms too, obviously. You remember that. But that never happened to me, thank goodness. But I mean, it's bound to happen to you. I mean, you're skating a lot longer than I did, and you just keep adding more. I feel like every year it just looks a lot bigger.
Yeah, I mean, it just... Maybe I should need to rethink it.
Maybe rethink it,
but I feel so, and I'm going on like 2 weeks now without a chain because I haven't had time to go shopping for a new chain, because in Japan everything's very delicate and you wear like one pearl on your necklace chain. And I looked at a few stores, you know, but I need one of those hardcore like thug chains to hold all of these things up. Like it has to be, you know, when you get those kits of things to hang photos on the wall and they say this is for a 50-pound picture and this is for a 10-pound picture. I need, like, the 50-pound chain to hold.
Yeah, you need a legit, you need, like, super sturdy chain.
Like a real sturdy, like one of those, like a Compton chain.
Oh, dear.
That's what I need. Yeah.
Well, anyway, how was the rest of your trip?
You know, the rest of my trip was pretty solid. I got to meet a lot of young skaters that I hadn't met before, so you and I have a lot more insight now into talking about them on television. I went out and shopped a bit. One of my, you know, shining achievements was I bought my first tutu.
I saw you post a few things in that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at first I was really upset because anyway, like, Japan sizing is real different, as I'm sure you know. But, you know, for a manly man like me and a shopping freak like me, the size differences can get weird. I remember one of the first times I went to Japan, my luggage was lost on the way there, so I needed a couple days worth of clothes and stuff before my luggage would actually arrive. And this is back in the early 2000s when people weren't really with it. Anyway, you know, back in our day. I remember buying like my usual size things and not trying them on. Like I needed underpants and socks and things like that. So I bought like size small underwear because, I mean, that's all I needed. And I got home and none of my parts fit in them. They kind of only covered half of my, you know, the men have 3 parts in the front. It only like got one of the parts in, and my butt was falling out. And it was like a whole thing because a Japanese S size in t-shirts or underpants or pants, whatever, is a lot smaller than we're used to. So anyway, I went looking for tutus and I'm like, do you have like a size triple XL, because, you know, it's a tutu, first of all, so it's ballerinas and they're going to be real thin. And I was just kind of like, okay, I just need like a size triple L. And they were like, well, we simply don't make those, ma'am. And it was at this very cool like ballet dance company called Chacotte. And I just really wanted one because in my head I imagined doing all of my Instagram practice videos from now on in tutu.
And I just wanted distracting.
No, I just think it's going to be gorgeous, like triple axle tutu, just how it flies out, and I can be elegant every day, even if I don't feel like it. I just felt like it was the best idea I'd ever had. The tutu I was trying on in the shop was like a medium, and, you know, obviously they don't make men's tutus, so I'm dealing with Japanese lady sizes. It isn't even Japanese men's sizes anymore. It's Japanese lady sizes, so I needed like a quad XL. But we went through a whole song and dance, and the company, Chacotte, was able to source one from somewhere else in Japan, and they brought it to me at the last show, so now I can
Now
I
you
can
have your own tutu.
How do I feel?
No, I just said now you have your own tutu.
Well, now I have my own tutu. And
how does it feel?
How does it feel? Well, you know what? It feels great. I've always fancied myself as a swan.
I mean, I can just see you sometimes just throwing it on while you're cleaning or Windexing your polar bear.
You know what? Let me tell you, though, there's never a bad time for a tutu. And I'll tell you why. Because
I haven't worn one in a while, although I was Black Swan for Halloween once, which I thought was, I went to a real ballerina store and got a full getup, and my best friend Allie went as White Swan.
Oh, nice. Was that the year of Black Swan, the film?
Yes.
Did you do the crazy makeup?
Crazy
or did she
eyes.
Actually? The eyes.
So we got to stop here, Johnny, and take a quick break, and we'll be back in a minute.
The gathering of the world's great figure skaters, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton, Robin Cousins, and dance sensation Torvill and Dean. The World Professional Figure Skating Championships, Sunday, February 9th on NBC Sports World. America loves its sports, NBC style.
Okay, Jay, we're back.
Yes.
So we got through Japan. Sound like you had a very exciting time. I missed you.
I missed you too.
I feel like I have to fill you in on a few other things, though. So
yeah.
I didn't tell you about the dress drama, did I?
No. As we've said many a time, we do not speak, just to save it all for podcasting.
During this month, usually it's like April to June, so it's a tough time for Johnny and I. He travels too much. I get a little angry. He gets a little angry. We text, but we miss each other, so it's a rough time.
We miss each other. It would be our version of hate sex is how we do April through how we do April through June. I mean, we love each other so much, but we just hate being apart. So we just,
it's like we just haven't seen each other.
No.
But anyway, so the dress. So I had my wedding dress by Remacher, and she was supposed to sort of add this other thing that I'm
so
getting done
fancy.
To the ceremony and a reception dress. And so the dresses arrive in L.A. I put on the wedding dress. It doesn't fit. Like, I had a fitting, but there was changes supposed to be made. And I was like, oh, dear. And then this other thing that we're doing for the ceremony, that wasn't fitting right. And I was like, and then the reception dress came on, and I never had a chance to try that on. And it just didn't fit at all. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I went to this amazing designer in Los Angeles. She has an incredible story. Her name is Laura Bashi, and she is from Switzerland. And she has moved here over the last 10 years, but she studied in Italy. Like, intern, all she did was intern under couture designers and learning how to sew couture. And then she also has her own line, and she works with all the celebrities out here, and she makes dresses, but she also is the one to sort of fix every dress that doesn't fit someone, especially when it's a couture gown. And so I went to her, and she was like a magician, Johnny. She's the sweetest woman. She was a ballerina. I learned a lot about her life story, which I thought was interesting. Ballerina in Switzerland, and she was doing a lift with her partner. He dropped her. She broke her back, was paralyzed for a year, had to learn how to walk, and then didn't know where to go, but was like, oh, I make sketches, and I like that, so I'll try it. And now she's very successful. But I went there. She, like, restructured my entire gown. She redid and designed the other ceremony part that we're doing, and then she made me by hand the most gorgeous beaded dress for the reception. So it's like my after party dress. And
nice.
It was funny, we were picking up material and Tom Ford walks in, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Tom Ford. And he's been involved along the way with Laura. They've been emailing, which I think is the coolest thing about my wedding dress. Of all people, how is that possible?
Yes.
But she was just telling him because we were on a time crunch, and he was there that day, and he's like, how are you going to get this done, and blah, 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 blah. And he was, you know, talking with her, and she's like, I'm going to do it. And somehow she's done it, and it is to die for. You've seen pictures. I have sent you updated pictures of the dress.
And I cried.
Right.
I did cry.
I mean, I can't wait for you to see it. Thursday you're going to come in, and we're going to practice with it because you're going to have to sort of manage it at the ceremony.
Well, because you can't trust Kelly Hurley. She'll be drunk.
She might be. I mean, you should already start watching her Insta story. She's already losing her mind.
Fire.
She's on a plane right now here. You should see the little girls, the flower girl dresses. I mean, I'll have to send you a video. It is just scrumptious. Just Scarlett is in just a ball of white tulle. And
that's my favorite look. And you know how I feel about child. So it's going to take a lot of tulle. To get
I mean,
me to look
she's gonna have
a
real. A I mean, they all have like these flower wreaths going around their heads, and like every dress was designed for them, so they're all excited. My little niece Hannah, who you met at the shower, she's so excited because she's a junior bridesmaid, so she has like almost like a mini outfit close to theirs, so she
is that
feels
a real
very
thing?
Grown up.
A junior bride? Is that
yeah.
like a real thing?
It's such a thing, and
okay.
So she's so cute and she's so excited. But I forgot to tell you a few things that have been going wrong. Sunday, I woke up with all these, like, bumps on my shoulder. And I was like, what is that, right? And I was like,
syndromes.
I've never had that before. Went to the dermatologist. They're like, oh, it, like, it must just be a reaction. So they gave me medicine. And then finally it went away. Then I woke up this weekend with a swollen eye. Not the top of my eye, but, like, from the tear
actual
duct
eyeball
down. Like, it was a red slash. It looked like a red mark and then just swollen. And I was like, this, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this can't be happening. Like, the week of my wedding. And, like, the first day I stayed calm because I was like, maybe a bug bit me or something. And then the next day I woke up, same thing. You can tell mom's getting a little nervous. Usually she doesn't care. She's like, oh, Tara, like, it's fine, whatever. She's like, maybe we should go to the doctor. I mean, if that stayed, it didn't stay, thank goodness. The doctor put me on antibiotics and gave me a cream. He still doesn't really know what it was, which is kind of scary.
And are you having, like, sleep anxiety and you're beating yourself up while you're sleeping?
No, I've never had that. I mean, we've been tired a lot. I mean, there were some nights in Sochi I should have had that if that were the case. But just random. Like, what are the chances? So I'm trying to live in, like, a plastic bubble for the next 3 days.
As you should. I mean, I would have had you in a bubble for the last month anyway.
I mean, seriously, though, just my luck. Like, bumps on my arm, a rash on my face. I mean, it happens, though. I was talking to one of my friends, and they said, oh, yeah, like, one of my girlfriends, and she got married. We were out one night, like, 2 nights before, and she tripped, and everyone laughed, thought it was nothing, and they turned around. The girl's teeth went through her lip. So, like, that was her wedding day. Like, that's, like, it can happen. I've been walking very carefully. Every time I go up a step, I'm like, right foot, left foot, right foot,
left
foot.
Yeah, just wear a helmet. Just wear a helmet at all times with a full face guard. My chair's messed up again. God.
Should we talk about my birthday and how great Todd Kapp was?
Nah.
No?
No, we should. I mean, I was in... God, my chair. Hold on.
Yours is coming up, big boy.
My... Yeah, it is. 33 years old. I don't know how this has happened to me. But I will have 2 weeks of celebration. But anyway, tell me about your birthday. I was in a place... You know what? I don't travel with those earphones, those nifty things that people use when they're, like, en route so that other people don't have to listen to their things. And Japan
earplugs.
Those earphones that they listen to their things on their phone. What are they?
Oh, okay.
Ushki, earbuds. Earbuds. So I don't have those that I keep in my bag because I have, you know, beauty blenders in there instead. But I was trying to watch your Insta story from your birthday, and I saw that there was some sort of dancing going on, but I didn't want to put the sound on because I was on a crowded Japanese train, and people don't talk or listen to things on there unless they have those ear boodles. So what happened?
So, you know, I was leaving the next day to go to South Carolina, and we are just, like, chilling out at home, and then all of a sudden he's like, okay, we have, like, a fun night planned. I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm going to go. And I was like, he's like, get dressed. And I'm like, where are you going?
Well, okay. I know you got into a car with a stranger.
So he left, and he wouldn't tell me where he was going, and I was, like, getting dressed. And I was like, okay, and the house is real quiet. And then he's like, outside will be a car in, like, 20 minutes. Get in it. And I was like, okay.
That's
get in the car. And the guy was awesome. He must have known all about it. But he's like, oh, I can't tell you. So he's playing along. We drive down into Malibu, and then all of a sudden we're, like, going up into this area that was just beautiful, overlooking
the
ocean.
This all sounds like one of those scary movies, like those super, like,
cliff-hanging
I screamed when I heard
moments.
What you did last summer movies.
A little bit. Yeah. And I pull up, and then I get out, and Todd's walking outside with, like, a glass of wine and bringing me into this gorgeous house that just has an incredible view of the Pacific Ocean, and there's someone cooking in the kitchen, and we have, like, this beautiful outdoor area to sit and have dinner, and he got me a cake, and then all of a sudden, like, halfway through, this woman comes in. I'm like, who is this? And it was a dance instructor, because I've been complaining and yelling at him that we should be doing dance lessons, that it would be a lot of fun if we did dance lessons, you know, before the wedding. And he was like, no. He didn't want to do them. I think he thinks he's not a very good dancer.
Hold on. What sort of dances are you thinking? Like the Viennese waltz? Like that kind of dancing?
Well, no, just
or
like something that, like, I mean, it would have been, it's like what me and you naturally do if we go to dance together. We just sort of know how to, you know, the
lift.
Hold. And then, like, we can kind of, like, you can dip me and I can twirl in and out. And like, but you know, the normal man, like Top Cat, doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So, and the last time, I do believe that he tried to do things.
Well, the last time he split his pants also trying to do those things.
At the engagement party, I forget what song was on. It was probably like Total Eclipse of the Heart. But just so you know, I'm going to make sure they play that.
and that's our song? That's what we're dancing to?
Yeah, and I think that came on, and so we started dancing together, and obviously Johnny and I make quite the scene. We do lifts and, you know, twirls and spins, and it's very theatrical.
I mean, in addition to our natural beauty.
Right, and it was a showstopper, and everyone stopped and watched us, and then...
I passed you off to Todd
Cap. You passed me off to Todd Cap, and he had a lot to live up to. And he was going for it, but he split his pants.
He danced wide. He danced way too wide for his frame, and he split his pants.
Just split his pants. Also, another person split. Chad, his best man, split his pants as well that night. I mean, you can tell what kind of wedding we're going to have. It's a rowdy group.
Is Chad going to walk me down the aisle when I have to walk down?
Oh, or am I walking with the pigeon? Down with Kelly.
You bring this on yourself because you know you're going to get upset at some point about Kelly and my relationship. You know it's going to happen, and it's going to be her fault, and
you'll be fine.
You purposely put us together.
Yep.
No, we're going to laugh the whole way.
No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be emotional.
Will I?
Yeah, you will be. I feel like you will be.
I know I will be. I'm already prepped. Like, I've got like 6 tubes of Xanax to bring with me just because I know it's
going
to be.
How's the speech going?
Well, I started to work on one night on Ambien, and then, rework
it. Did you have to redo it?
Well, the first time I started writing it, and I put little post-its everywhere as I'm going about my things, as I remember memories that I would want to bring up or something, and I don't want to talk too long because I think that's boring. I mean, most people, we've already sat through, you know, the priest talking,
speech.
And then we're going to have sat through mommy and daddy talking or whatever.
Right.
You know, so I just want to do something really that hits you right in the heart real fast, like poison arrow, and gets it done.
So then
I can drink, because I'm not really going to drink until after I talk, because I'll embarrass you and your mother. So I'm really trying to be very, very prepared. But I had to do some rewrites, and I started to do those rewrites when I was on Ambien one night, and then it turned into a whole story about scarecrows and the yellow brick roads and the whole thing. So I'm using today and tomorrow to really refine it and make it very effective, and you have nothing to worry about.
I love it. I'm excited. So, I mean, it's here, Johnny.
I mean, while I was in Japan, Tara was like, okay, did you write your speech? I need to know. I need to hear it. I need to read it.
Well, I need bullet points. I mean, you know, just to make sure, you know, that your Ambien writing speech moments are just looked through just in case you didn't. You know, you never know. You could have had this brilliant moment on Ambien. You could have, you know, wrote up, you know, the whole speech would have been done. And then maybe you wouldn't have looked back at it and realized, you know, there's a lot of things me and you have done together, or a lot of things that may not be appropriate at a wedding.
Well, you know, there was
I
had to check your pee color, and that might not be good for the wedding. There was that time at La Cantina Italiana.
What was that? Every morning to check out your pee color.
What was that place called in Denver that we ate? Not Cabela's, not La Petite.
Oh, no, Catalina. Not Maggiano's. Was it?
What? No, not Maggiano's. It was something different.
It was something like that, though.
Maybe it was Maggiano's. Anyway, that shouldn't really make it into my wedding speech. So, I mean, those things...
Let's hope not.
Yeah, so, I mean, I am really trying to do well. And if I don't, then I don't. And then I'll just dance your ass off so that you forget. But, you know, I'll distract you.
You know. You'll do great.
I'll do fine. But yeah, so I was in Japan, and Tara's, you know, this is how I know that you aren't actually fine, is that you wanted to know the speech, which I totally get. You want to be prepared.
Yeah.
But also, like, does the suit fit? And meanwhile, I'm like 50,000 miles away from the suit. So
I forgot that. I don't know why I thought when I saw the suit that you were home, and that's why you were sending me a picture.
Yeah, no, mommy sent me a picture of the suit, and... You know, my mom was like, is that really going to fit you? Are the pants a little short? Yeah. No, it fits. It fits. And it looks beautiful. And I had an idea, I think I told you, about the tie. Just because of the color, I feel like
you can
go real...
Will you send me a pic of that later?
Well, I have to go buy them.
Okay, get it.
So
your shoes
I mean, I don't
look amazing.
Feel as,
Johnny has
the shoes are
out.
Incredible.
Diamond.
Yeah, Brad Griffiths, who makes skating costumes, I've known forever. I asked him to shine up my shoes, and he did it a real nice job. So I mean, they're definitely my dancing shoes for the weekend.
I can't wait.
Jackie
Johnny,
is
it's
super
time
excited
for Cool Corner. I hate that I have to say that, but I
well,
have it on my
just
list.
Leave it to me.
But, and as much as I don't want to go along with this new concept of yours, Cool Corner with a K and a K, if you have anything to say, this is your time.
So you guys may remember in the episode before last, and if you don't remember that, that means you aren't a loyal listener, and you should be, because we don't like it when you aren't loyal to us. We don't accept cheating, and we don't accept Susie come latelys. So so I decided that we should have a new, you know, sort of edition, sort of a box set compatriot of Fan Corner and Fan Cabin, and it is now called Cool Corner. And it's cool, but not spelled K-E-W-L. It's K-O-O-L. Cool Corner, both with K's. And it's basically a chance for Tara and I to get something off our chest. If we have, you know, ideas of things that are cool, or a song that we're loving, or a new film that we saw that we are really enjoying, it just gives us a nice, organized, compartmentalized place to talk about that one cool thing.
Why do I feel like all of mine are, like, food? Like, I'm really enjoying this new, like, protein peanut granola by Nature's Valley. Like, is that weird that all mine revolve around food?
No, I think it's simply because, like, you haven't been able to eat properly since last autumn because of your syndromes.
No, you know what I'm worried about? Because everyone on the podcast obviously knows about the stomach issues I went through. But malaria pills, I hear, can get your stomach upset.
Yeah, you get sick.
And I've got to take them, which I'm nervous about.
Yeah. I mean, hold on. After we do Cool Corner, then we can talk about more of your health
malaria
worries.
Issues. Okay,
yeah,
because
we have to basically explain to people why we're going to be missing for like a year from
right.
the podcast. we have to re-explain it, in fact. So, okay, so Cool Corner. I have a few items to throw into the Cool Corner this week.
Give it to us.
The first one, I woke up today and I really realized that I was truly and, you know, irrevocably in love with a certain food stuff. And it is a Magnum ice cream bar.
Oh,
and before we get into Cool Corner more, I want to let everyone know these are not sponsored. These are just our own love of things.
So go on. What flavor do you like? I like just the chocolate and vanilla.
The double raspberry. So it's chocolate. It's vanilla ice cream with a realm of chocolate around it. And then there's like a raspberry sort of confection around that. And then another layer of chocolate around that. These things, they're like 50 grams of fat per bar.
Oh, they're so good. The chocolate is so thick.
Oh, it's like 50 grams of fun, more than 50 grams of fat. I really accept it, and I think they're cool. So snaps for Cool Corner Magnum
ice cream
bars. I actually
think they're cool, too. Good for you, Johnny. What's your next one?
Next one would be a song, and it was the entry for Belgium in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and I cannot stop listening to it. It's called City Lights, and it's by an artist named Blanche, which means white in French. And, you know, it's spring-summer, so I wear exclusively white for the most part. But, yeah, it's just the most awesome. She has a great voice that sounds very sort of husky and rusty and deep and very, you know, one of those European countries that you know exists, but you haven't really been there that much. And, you know, it's just chic. And I like it. And then my last idea for Cool Corner comes from, you know, spending time in Japan. And, you know, for people that aren't very adept at chopstick use, I feel like a chopstick diet might be my version of Atkins. I'm pretty good with chopsticks, but I watch people that aren't. Like we had some...
Me.
Some, I mean, you. And we had some French people that were on the skating tour, and they're awesome, but they weren't, like, so good at with chopsticks. They could only eat, like, a little bit of rice at a time and stuff, and then by the end of it, you just get the poops of it, and you're just like, okay, I'm done. I'm not eating any more with these sticks. Because there's some place you go, they don't have forks.
Right.
So I throw out the chopstick diet as the new diet craze that I'm sending out into the world. So anyway, guys, that's Cool Corner for this week.
Should we move right into Fan Corner?
Yes, because they are companion programs. And, you know, after Fan Corner, we'll talk a little bit about where we're going to be for the next
several
months.
And then we can talk about Fan Cabin. No one has yet made a reservation at Fan Cabin, but Not sure
well,
our renovations are quite
our
done.
Our e-commerce site isn't up and running yet.
Correct.
We don't have the ability to take reservations for Fan Cabin.
Back to Fan Corner. I mean, guys, just so you know, this is Johnny's idea. Fan Corner, Fan Cabin, and Cool Corner.
Well, here's the thing. I'm just trying to make them look forward to more than just you and I talking about nothing for 45 minutes. I'm trying to make them look forward to, like, what's going to happen this week in Fan Corner?
I mean, why can't it be like Fan Corner with a C?
No, Fan Corner with a K, because the Kardashians make, ooh, something really, really awesome happened today. Speaking of Kardashian, the Kardashians have made the K like the letter to use. That's why we use Ks for Fan Corner and Fan Cabin and Cool Corner with Ks. Just because we're trying to, like, leech off of the Kardashian success of the letter K. Anyway, or that's what I'm trying to do. I can't say we because Tara hates these things, but I love them. But
I'm along for the ride.
So this morning on television, there was somebody talking, and I wasn't, you know, I was folding laundry, and I was Windexing the polar bear, and I was doing things. So I wasn't watching the TV. It was just kind of on in the background, and I heard this voice talking about their new clothing line and their new beauty line, and I was like, oh, well, you know, who is that? And I went and I looked, and it was Kim Kardashian. And I was so validated by the fact that I didn't know the most famous of the Kardashians just by voice alone. I felt really good about it. I was like, yes, Shawnee, you are an adult. You do not keep up with the Kardashians. You didn't even know what a voice sounded like. So I was just really happy about that.
Good for you, Jay.
Thank you. Okay. But anyway, Fan Corner.
So LC Way 335 said, it was a question for us, who our dream performance collaboration would be.
Oh, wow.
Again, I mean, I would probably go Johnny Weir.
Oh!
Just alone.
Well, I mean, that's not a dream. That's going to be a reality. And right. You know what? We're going to do it once we have a sponsorship with Viking River Cruises so that we can perform on the boat for the people, you know, flying down the Mississippi. You know, the deal's got to be good. We have to be able to eat for free at the buffet.
Yeah, we do love a buffet.
Yes.
I mean, we probably would... You know, take a little off the actual total sum of money for free buffet all day long.
Yeah, I mean, a free buffet. I just caught up on the new season of Kimmy Schmidt, and Maya Rudolph was playing. I think I sent you a funny video of it.
Yeah,
but Maya Rudolph was playing. I forget who, but anyway, she was all about baby corns. anyway.
Moving on. Okay.
Give us another one. Oh, my performance collaborations.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Going to be me.
It is you. But I mean, I see that as realistic. That's not a dream. I see it as a realistic thing. So I've got to say, probably, you know, it's been a long time coming, but I would love to perform with Gaga. I would love to perform to Adele. And in fact, the collaboration with Adele would just be me in a puddle of tears.
I mean, we would really kill it at Hello together.
Hello. Yeah. and then who else? I mean, Liam Hemsworth.
Just because solid choice.
He's hot. And I don't know how we could collaborate, you know, an actor and an ice skater.
He can mime out what we're doing.
He could. Liam. Would you stand in just a pair of nude briefs and mime the emotions coming out of me and Ms. Lipinski Kapustasha, please?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so, yeah, thank you for that question, LC Way 335.
Really got us thinking.
Yeah, and it really got us thinking. And, guys, always feel free to ask us questions when you interact with us on our social media. You don't just have to write, like, you guys suck. You guys can always ask us questions or write, you know, really positive things. so I've got one from Pink Reindeer 64 on Instagram. And this one kind of had me a little bit dumbstruck. So anyway, this is it. Hashtag mommy hates it when you make fun of Smith College.
Now, when have you done that?
I don't think we've ever discussed Smith College.
Yeah.
I didn't even, you know, really going through my brain. I didn't go.
We haven't.
We didn't go to college, right?
Right.
So we didn't go through that whole thing where you have to decide which is the college for you. So therefore, my knowledge of colleges and universities is a little bit limited to the ones that I drive by or the famous ones like Harvard or Yale. I don't know what a lot of other colleges are simply because I've never had to. And that might sound stupid, but you know what? Maybe it is. Anyway, I don't know what where...
You know what? Maybe you're right.
Maybe you're right, but I don't really know what or where Smith College is.
I never mentioned Smith College.
I know I don't know what Smith College is, so I doubt I made fun of it. Yeah, so sorry to have inadvertently offended you, Pink Reindeer.
But we didn't mean to.
Didn't mean to. Don't even remember that we did. So
okay.
Moving on.
Johnny, I don't know how to say this. Subi? It's at T-S-U-B-I. You're much better with anything that deals with language, but...
Subi.
Okay, thank you. And he or she said, all I want is a week retreat at Fan Cabin.
See how much the people love Fan Cabin? See how much these K's are working for us? One person has said they want to reserve a spot for a whole week at the Fan Cabin.
Well, you know what? You guys will have a nice, nice cabin. We'll give you one of the premier cabins that we offer. Comes with a hot tub.
I was going to say a heart-shaped hot tub. Oh, we haven't lost
it. It's a hot tub shaped in the letter K. We really like to incorporate K's into everything at this retreat.
It is right next to the lap pool, but it's an interesting lap because the lap pool is shaped like an F for fan, and the jacuzzi is a K for a corner. Can you think about swimming laps in a giant letter F? How fun would that be? How many walls would you hit your head on? So Tsubi, as soon as we have the cabin built, you are definitely going to be welcomed with lukewarm emotions because we offer exclusivity and not a lot of emotion behind it with our staff. We've taught them to be very angry, and they don't want to see you. They don't want to see us either. I've got one from... Well, actually, I have two more, and then we're done with FanCorn, and then we can talk about our upcoming plans. We're running a little bit long, but it's okay. So I have... we are running a little bit long, which is fine, because I saw a few comments from our last podcast that we filmed before I went to Japan again. Recorded, not filmed. People were complaining that it was too short. So here you go.
Here's the longer one.
Enjoy. Don't yell at us again. where is she? Kathleen Fraser on Twitter said, I want Kelly to be my best friend too. Can she be on every week? If you guys remember, we had a special guest, Kelly Hurley, who is, you know, my wedding walk down the aisle date and Tara's dear friend, one of her best, really. And she was a hoot on our show and talked about pole dancing and stuff. And she got a lot of feedback. Did you see any of that?
I did. People I feel like Johnny's like, you know what? One and only. That was the one and only show Kelly Hurley will ever come on.
Yeah, because I don't like it when people steal our shine. I mean, she inspired people to write on our social medias that they wanted to take up pole dancing because she is a trained pole dancer. And I don't think that's acceptable when, you know, she's not a full-time figure on the Tara and Johnny podcast. But I do love her, and she was a hoot, and we were happy to have her, and she won't be on again.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I think that we still shine, but again, I agree with you. We really don't love guests.
We're not good at guests.
Although she is, like, if we ever have to have a guest, I vote for Kelly.
I vote for Kelly, too. I mean, she does blow her own hot air. And she can talk without prompting, which makes it great. When we've
She's
had
funny.
Guests that we have to kind of ask them questions and things that we don't even feel like asking, but we ask them anyway just to keep them talking, that's not a good interview or guest. But Kelly Hurley...
She's a good guest. She's just
so funny.
She can
just talk. She can just talk and talk and talk,
laugh.
And it's great. And then I have one last one from @moviegirl13, who wrote us on Twitter. And she wrote something really sweet, actually, especially pertaining to this week. When Tara Lipinski gets married, we all get married.
Aww.
Yeah.
Getting married. We do everything together, Johnny.
We do, and we share. I mean, Todd Kapp better get ready. I hope
Mr.
you're,
Johnny,
I hope
we're
you're
Todd
a California
Kapp.
King. California King bed, if you're going to fit me and Debbie and Todd Kapp and Tara all in the same bed.
Oh, man. Well, don't worry.
You know,
we,
in a couple
we
of years
have, like,
when I start to
kings.
Get the Alzheimer's.
We can always push a double right next to it.
Oh, so that, what would that be? That'd be like a Russian king? Just very, very big.
I have no idea. Yeah. All right, Johnny. Well, do you have anything else to say?
I mean, I really feel like we have to just get people ready, because no matter how many times we repeat things and how many times we tell you, like, we're going to be away for a few weeks,
we'll still get those comments. Guys, I'm going on a honeymoon, and I'm sorry. It is my fault. I'm disappointing Johnny, and there's just nothing I can do for it. You know, I just can't fix this one. I'm going away, and we're going away for a long time.
How many weeks is it? I know you said 40 days, but
like
I can't
40
do math.
Days. Like 43, I think.
So that's,
I mean,
like,
we're going all over. Maldives, Thailand, Vietnam, Greece, Italy. So it's just never ending.
Yeah, so that's like 6 weeks. And I'm not going to make Tara, like, come in from the sun just to
do a
podcast.
I even would do it. You know me. I would do it. But I just don't think the connection. Like, I'm in South Carolina right now, and I probably sound like I'm in a tin can. I'm just not sure how that would work out in the Maldives.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? It's really for you guys that Tara's not calling in for podcasts for the
next
6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But anyway, just consider it summer vacation. I mean, we are teachers in many
ways. Yeah, we're going on summer vacation. That's it.
Summer vacation. I'm actually going to be happy to free up my Mondays a little bit. It'll give me time to do other things like do puzzles and
Windex the polar bear.
Play Windex polar bear. My mother has bought me more adult coloring books because she's afraid I'm going to have
Alzheimer's.
I do love
an adult coloring book. I had the urge to color like 2 nights ago, but I had nothing to color.
Yeah. Well, luckily I have adult coloring books and many colored pencils and special markers.
Oh man. Okay, I think we need to end it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm jet lagged. I need to go to bed. I'm starting to cough things up.
He needs to get to my wedding.
Yeah, I need to get to South Carolina on the double. But first, I have to go buy a ribbon to tie around my neck instead of a bow tie. But everyone, as always, you can follow us on our social media. It's the same across all platforms, at Tara and Johnny, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir. Be there or be square is kind of the message I like to send out about our social media. It's a lot of fun. If you enjoy the podcast and haven't yet subscribed, or if you think you subscribed but haven't actually, you should go subscribe. So this podcast stays alive, especially during Tara's absence. You know, we're going to lose all the summer charts against all of the NFL and basketball and all of those other sports. We're going to lose because we won't have entries to go against them. So you have to subscribe just to keep our numbers up and to keep
please.
Us good. Please. And you know what? There is one sad bit of information. We want to send out our prayers and heartfelt love and grievances for all of the victims and families of the victims from the Grenfell Tower disaster in London. But, you know, to pick it back up, we're so appreciative to you guys. It's been a great 39 episodes in a row, and we're looking forward to summer break, but even more so, we're looking forward to coming back to all of you with all new stuff.
I'll have a lot of stories for my trip, I'm sure.
We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about. But we love you guys. Honey, I love you. I can't wait to get South Carolina
to
celebrate your wedding.
But
anyway, everyone, until next time, we love you so much. And
bye.
Go into the chapel and we're going to get married.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.